Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have a 9:30 agenda item. It's meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items, of which we have several. Unless there's an issue, let's just take them in order. So action item one is consider Helion service agreement. Good morning.
How are you guys today?
We're doing good. All right. I assume legal's reviewed contract and.
Yes, we have reviewed it. We had some changes that we considered. Helion worked well with Ms. Hal in making those changes. I know Chief Rast also had some changes that he wanted to make. Those were made as well, and so this is the most updated, up-to-date version.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Do you have any comments to make?
No, thank you guys for bringing this to our attention to getting a more updated agreement for the reporter's office.
Yep, and Chairman, thank you for the delay that happened in this. This had the old clerk's signature on there, so there is a push to get all these contracts, especially one like this. Here's the chief coming now, so I would like him, Chairman, because this is his world. But I would like all of those contracts to be under an annual renewal so that we don't have old elected official signatures and we make sure that the terms and the conditions and the increases on the all that is up to date. But the expert is now in the room. We're talking about Helion.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, on the Helion contract, worked through legal, worked through Emily. It's gone through technical review. There are some changes that were made to it, so it's all good to go now.
Thank you. And with that, Chairman, I move that the board signs the support services agreement with Helion as presented. The amount of the contract is $25,900, running from October 1st of 25 through September 30th of 26.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Very good.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
It's like, I can't connect the dots on that one. All right. Second action item is consider resolution authorizing cancellation of taxes on property owned by Canyon County.
Chairman, I'm here on behalf of the ambulance district. As you're aware, the district recently purchased two properties in Caldwell on Elm Street for the use of the district to build a new ambulance building, district headquarters. And the ambulance district received a notice from the Canyon County Treasurer of taxes due for fiscal year 2026 upcoming. And so I'd gone back and used our regular process for cancellation or of taxes for governmental entities that we've used in the past. And so these are just for the forgiveness of the taxes going forward. The taxes were up to date and paid and current when the property was purchased.
All right.
Chairman, I'm in favor of doing that on the two parcels. It's 96184 and 95602. So we would charge ourselves to forgive ourselves. And thank you for going through that process as the representative for the ambulance district. I'm in favor.
All right. Discussion?
Second? I'm in favor.
All right.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of County Commissioners authorizing the cancellation of taxes on property owned by Canyon County for one parcel in the amount of $96,184 and for the second parcel in the amount of $956.02 as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. I know to the public that might seem like weird, but actually to charge ourselves and then pay ourselves, and it just would cost a bunch of money to do the circular route. So this is the least burden to the taxpayer. Third action item, consider resolution classifying records and authorizing destruction of records for misdemeanor probation. Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. The resolution that you have before you is to destroy offender files that have been closed for 2 years with no activity on them. So these are the files that were closed in 2023, so they've been closed all of 24 and 25. These are the paper files. I'd note that all of the electronic records are still preserved in Odyssey.
Excellent. Chairman, I'm in favor, and thank you for representing misdemeanor probation today, and that information you've provided verbally is also included in the resolution. So,
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the resolution classifying records and authorizing destruction thereof.
Okay. I will second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Next item is consider resolution classifying records and authorizing the destruction of certain records for Canyon County Clerk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We are up for records for destruction that are past their resolution period. Pretty straightforward. What did I say? Resolution? I said retention. I'm so focused on everything that happens here. I'm so sorry. I always write down, you know what I need. I'm sorry.
So this is for elections documents?
Yes, correct. All the way back to 23 and 22 ballots.
All right.
And then, Chairman, just to add to that, the what's being put for destruction is clearly outlined in the resolution. So it's absentee affidavit envelopes, one box of voted ballots, that kind of thing. So for the detail, you can check the attachments to the commissioner's records on this for today, and I'm in favor.
All right. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the resolution classifying records and authorizing the destruction of certain records for the Canyon County Clerk as presented.
I second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. I
thank
guess
you.
We get to work now.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. All right. Next action item is consider ordinance amending Chapter 6 Building Regulations, Article 5, Section 3, definitions.
Chairman, I think we can take up the next four items.
Okay.
One time.
All right.
These are ordinances to make effective some decisions you've already made several months ago. The cleanup ordinance that went through Planning and Zoning Commission and came before you, and the private road cleanup ordinance that went through Planning and Zoning then came before you. So I've been working with Development Services Department and our secretarial staff to get these in order for you. And so we have two documents. The first one, four documents total, two ordinances and two summaries. The first, so what we've done is we've combined both of those decisions on the spring cleanup or the fall cleanup and the decision on the private road into one document to go to the codifiers and to be published at one time. And so the first one is Article 6 of the county code, which is the building code, and that's just a simple one phrase change that we're changing, that the board decided to change that one word to make it conform to the other changes that were being made in the zoning ordinance. And then the zoning ordinance is the more exhaustive part. This goes through all of the changes that were made in both processes. Most of them, I think the private road requirements, those shiftings are a little more substantial than the cleanup, which is why they fit well together. But I can answer any questions you have about these if you'd like to go through them in more detail.
Yeah. Chairman, I do have some comments. First, thank you. If we take the easy ones first, the Chapter 6, that one is just one strike through and replacing that to make it consistent. And then the summary portion of that, that's good. And then on Chapter 7 with those six articles, I'm okay with that. It's my heartburn is with the Chapter 7, the household definitions. Maybe you can refresh my memory, Deputy PA Wesley, but on household number C, does that present as something that we would have to track? Like, what if there's a house with five unrelated people, which in this age of really expensive housing, it's possible. And so then how are we going to track if somebody's, or why do we care? Help me remember why we care.
Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, so this was a change proposed by Development Services Department in their cleanup portion of the ordinance. And they wanted to, I think, further clarify the definition of a single-family household versus a multifamily household. And so I think the idea was that when you got past four unrelated people, you were then, you know, in an apartment sort of phase, multifamily, and not in the single family anymore. And so that's what this would do is if, I don't think we're intending to regulate these. This isn't we're going to go knock on doors and check for people. This is when you're coming into zoning and doing your rezone. If you've got something that you're designing that looks like it's a multifamily, then it needs to be treated like a multifamily, and you can't just swing it in there to be a single family.
Okay, thank you. That helps a little bit. I want to jump to page 3 of 8 on the ordinance for single family dwellings. So given what you just said, does that present a gap where we have a dwelling for one household that's already been defined as four people, and then single family dwelling also includes any dwelling, and this is under state statute, in which eight or fewer unrelated mentally and or physically. So those houses that are designed to assist people that need that group kind of housing, that doesn't present as a gap to you in there?
Thank you, Chairman. Commissioner Van Beek. I mean, that is, I think, a different issue that we're talking to with DSD about now, a larger change on how to address the regulation of those group homes. And so this was not really intended to change anything there. And so what this does, though, is, yes, some of these, the group homes, for instance, they have exemptions under federal and state law. There's a catch-all in our ordinance that would say we're preempted by those federal laws. So this wasn't designed specifically to address that. I think this was more of just moving this definition that already exists in the ordinance to this other portion.
Thank you. I appreciate the clarification. And this appears to be the right place to have that conversation if it comes up. And thank you for saying that you're discussing that. And then the last question I have, Chairman, has to do with the private roads. All those standards are outlined, and we looked at those carefully during that discussion process that you referenced. But I just wanted assurance that we're not reducing the width of a road that presents future problems in terms of build outs. I know there's a question about the growth in the county and maybe some of the limitations that were unintended consequences as a result of that growth. And so do you feel like in working with DSD that the standard is right given what's under the private road and driveway requirements, that we're not reducing that standard in a way, so it's like 60 feet to 28 feet? Do we feel like we've covered that enough? And I guess I'm asking my fellow commissioners too.
So thank you, Commissioner Van Beek. And it has been some time since we've addressed this with the board on the record and went through these. And so these are I think more of a rearrangement and clarifying than a change to the existing structure or existing policies. So the road width, surface width, those did not change from ordinance to ordinance. We just moved to a different section. And the board, when we went through this, ultimately went back to 100 ADT and did not change that from an initial version that had 60 ADTs in it. And so, you know, aside from a change that would make the private roads and the driveways use similar material, more similar material, and clarifying that, I don't think there's any material changes that the board adopted between what exists now and what's in this version.
Okay, and thank you. I know that I don't like having to dig back when I am not fresh on what's happening. I just want to make sure, Chairman, that when we evaluate the private road and driveway, so now I'm looking at page 7, it says the proposed reduction provides adequate access. So that adequate, would that, is that for today? Is it for future growth? It's probably for a future conversation. Thank you for refreshing my memory. I appreciate it. And I think that the changes reflect, with the exception of the question I had on 4, I don't remember a definitive number, but I'm in favor of adopting these ordinance changes as they've been presented.
And if I remember right, Zach, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that we had public input about the sub base for ballast, and we modified some of that to fit to be more uniform.
And Chairman, I will say that I went back through the record, and Development Services Department went back through the record to make sure we capture the board's final decision on this, which was one reason why it's delayed.
So, Chairman, can I ask a procedural question? So when we adopt these, we would adopt the ordinance and the summary of the ordinance at the same time, correct? Is that, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to correct something from the record. A household has not been defined as 4 people. A household is 4 unrelated people or less.
Correct.
So when that was put on the record, this is in reference to a single family dwelling, so all of these people are related.
Oh, thank you. I see that. Okay.
That's accurate, Commissioner Brooks. We would not put any number on related persons, as is typical with the definition of single family. This would just apply to 4 unrelated people and take them out of that definition of a single household.
Thank you for that clarification. I appreciate it.
All right. And then the third document we have is just the summary of the ordinance changes, right?
Right.
All right. Trying to look at this. So we have an ordinance and a summary, and another ordinance and a summary. So. There it is. I was missing one of the, I guess I was missing the summary. Okay. So, for the record, so we're considering the last 4 action items. So we're also considering summary of ordinance amending Chapter 6 Building Regulations, Article 5, so Section 3 definitions. We're also considering this morning ordinance amending Chapter 7, Canyon County ordinances, and considering summary of ordinance amending Chapter 7 Canyon County ordinances. So there's 4 documents, and we discussed the 2 ordinance changes. The summaries are just basically a condensed part of the work that we use for advertisement purposes. So I guess I would be interested in further discussion, or if we're comfortable with this, to make a motion accepting all 4 ordinance and amendments at the same time, unless you want to do them separately.
No, your Chairman, I move that the board signs the ordinance amending Chapter 6 Building Regulations, Article 5, Section 3 Definitions, and the summary that accompanies that, as well as the ordinance amending Chapter 7 of Canyon County Ordinances and the summary that relates to that. And those are Articles 1, 2, 3, 7, 10, 15, and 18 as presented.
All right.
Discussion or a second?
I will trust the commissioner enumerated the correct one, so I'll second.
Oh, filters on. All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, thank you. That represents a lot of work in a few pages at this point.
Thank you.
And Chairman, I will say that given the amount of the review, the hearing process, public input, legal review, board consideration, sometimes people wonder why government moves slowly, but people want that process. So that's why government moves slowly. And it was a good process. Thank you.
Yes, it's a good process, I believe. All right. Is there any other items that we need to deal with on the public side? I know, is there one agenda or executive session item?
Yeah, sure, there is one that Commissioner Brooks has asked to talk about in executive session.
Okay.
Then we have one as well.
Okay, so what category are they going to be?
Mr. Chairman, mine is on addressing.
Okay.
Which will fall under legal potential liability and loss.
Okay.
Then one will be on the animal shelter.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. I'd entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, actually, can we add another one? Areas of impact.
Yes, sounds good.
Yeah. So you want DF&I?
We could use I. That would, I think, fit with Commissioner Brooks' request. It's a risk management question.
Okay. Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D for records exempt, F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation, and also to talk with the county's risk manager for the same.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves in executive session. Thank you.